WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The new Speaker of the A&M Faculty Senate came under fire for suggesting opening future meetings with what he called a brief, inspiring, inclusive invocation given by a chaplain.
Walter Daugherty compared it to what is done at the state and national capitals. Among those in opposition, Tom Linton.
To pattern our faculty senate like either one of the senates that are in operation either in Austin or Washington now, if that's the guiding light, I think that you are going down the wrong track.
I concur with my fellow senator.
Supporters included Bedford Clark.
I find in this room a palpable hostility to people like me who would like the university to at least recognize the possibility of a higher being in a tentative way, if nothing else.
3 days later, there was an emergency meeting of the Senate's Executive Committee where it was announced there would be no chaplain. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Paid and volunteer fire departments are forming an arson task force. Investigator William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department says it's not just about trading information.
Richard Caples, the fire marshal of Navasota, brought the idea to us that we try to put together an arson task force so the local communities come together, share our resources, bind together in a larger unit, share training, share education, share our workload.
Bell says Brenham and Grimes County are on board and they're reaching out to fire agencies in Burleson and Robertson counties. As hurricane season approaches, two free emergency seminars are available to anyone in the Brazos Valley. Jennifer Wigington with the American Red Cross tells Melinda Schrader for our sister station Navasota News that this week's Mini Institute for Training is the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley.
It is geared to get volunteers up and running and able to volunteer as soon as possible.
Grimes County Emergency Manager David Lilly says the course will be Friday and Saturday at the BV Cog Building.
This Mini Institute is focused on training people to be Red Cross volunteers to help with setting up shelters and kind of help you get started. If you've ever been interested in being involved with the Red Cross, this is a great opportunity to come out and to learn what it takes to be a volunteer.
A second seminar will be next Saturday in Anderson. Registration information for both is available online at WTAW.com. Last year, a Texas law requiring voters to show a picture ID was struck down by a federal judge. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court voted 7-2 against a similar law in Arizona. A former president of the League of Latin American Citizens, Hector Flores of Dallas, hopes that will send a message to Texas lawmakers that voting and immigration are federal issues and not local matters.
More than not, the Supreme Court has been ruling that way, and we're happy because it seems like we have to resort to pursuing litigation in order to get the Constitution applying to the protected classes in this country.
Flores says the laws in Texas and Arizona are both aimed at Hispanic voters. At the State House yesterday, the Texas House Redistricting Committee rejected proposed changes to the state's political maps. That pushes any final votes to a meeting of the full House later this week. Democratic lawmakers representing minority districts suggested several changes to the temporary maps to avoid any future court cases, but the Republican majority on the committee rejected all the proposals. Minority groups complained that the temporary maps deny their communities full political representation. There's still no determination of what caused the fire that triggered the explosion in West. That was among the statements given to state lawmakers yesterday.
Investigators are running out of explanations. State Fire Marshal Chris Keneally says they've ruled out natural causes and so far electrical too.
You know, the golf cart itself, the golf cart charger. So those things are still in play. And I can't tell you that we'll ever be able to not have a undetermined ruling on this fire.
There are 16 chemical plants in Texas similar to the West Fertilizer Company and 129 total with 10,000 gallons of ammonium nitrate. The House Public Safety Committee has asked the fire marshal to develop an online registry of their locations. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And last night, the 911 dispatchers who received more than 1,000 calls the night of the explosion were honored at a national conference. That does not include the dozens of other calls handled by Waco police dispatchers or non-emergency police and on non-emergency police and fire lines. WTAW News time is 7:11. It's 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirnemann Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirnemann has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirnemann Flooring. Zwirnemann Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirnemann Flooring today.
Business owner Suddenlink has savings for you. Savings like up to 30% versus the phone company. Savings because there's convenience, too, with just one call, one bill, one company that can do all of it for you. There's live local customer service to keep you online. And if you make the switch to Suddenlink Business, your connections are unlimited. You can accelerate your business. Now, here's a special number to call. You call Chad Cowan about Suddenlink Business at 595-2413, and he'll provide you with a business solution that'll be perfect for your business at the right price. Business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 each. And new customers can get workplace internet and unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, you get to keep the equipment that you've already invested in, and you get to keep your phone number. So why not make the call today and find the savings that are waiting for you from Suddenlink Business Solutions? Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413 for Suddenlink Business.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
A courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, it's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. Hear the numbers.
We have a weak cold front moving southward across the state this morning. Some showers and thunderstorms out ahead of it, and they may head our way. Sunshine today, but watch for thunderstorms later on. High temperatures near 95. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm this evening, then clearing 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly sunny, 95. Chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, clearing tomorrow night, 75. It'll be mostly sunny, hot Thursday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up, the national champions in the hurdles and the javelin were among 10 athletes named as semifinalists for the Bowerman Award, which is basically the Heisman Trophy for track and field. Johnny Football still in the news, and the Boston Bruins are up 2-1 in the Stanley Cup. All that and more, we'll cover it for you in sports at 7:50.
Yeah, glad to say we got those showers busted up all right. Didn't need any of that kind of foolishness, did we?
Didn't want to bet, did you?
Nah. I mean, you're just looking like in the last 10 minutes, it's just broken up. Matter of fact, we pushed it all just about out of Burleson County, too. We're doing a good job of knocking that just out of the park. But if you're in Georgetown right now, you're getting hammered. They got some serious shower activity in I-35 North Austin. But that's not us, is it? No, we wouldn't want to be doing any of that. So neuroscientists have attached an electronic backpack to dragonflies that jack into the insect's brain and wirelessly transmit the data back to some base station. The hope is the telemetry will help our understanding of how dragonflies target and catch their prey. All right. Because dragonflies do take care of business.
They do.
They can catch him some skeeters. Hello.
That was a chilling clip from the faculty senate.
Yeah. Well, anyway, glad they're over there. Glad we had the audio. That's what they're talking about over there. So the New York office of the Emergency Management Organization there said that they spiked the scenting agent that is added to natural gas with cinnamon so that they could prevent 911 calls during some work they did last week. See, they use this stuff called mercaptan, which is the odorant that we smell when we smell natural gas. Okay, it's not there regularly. They got to add it in there.
It's that sulfury smell.
Yeah, that way you know that there's gas around, okay? Well, so they were having to do some work, but they didn't want people smelling that gas smell because then they're going to call 911 and say there's, you know, a gas leak or whatever. So they were doing the work, and instead they added cinnamon so that people would just kind of smell that, and it prevented an influx of 911 calls. They did that on Sunday morning. That's pretty smart, I guess. I mean, as long as they didn't have any gas explosions and we didn't hear about that, so it was okay. So a woman's worst day of the week. Kat, want to weigh in on that?
I'm kind of curious about what you're about to say, Scott.
Well, there's 7 days. Each of them end in D-A-Y, and so I'm just wondering if you happen to... Oh, and it's British women, too. So I just wondered if you might coincide with what their thoughts were as to a woman's worst day of the week.
I think it's not limited. It really depends on what's going on.
Ah, okay. So it's flexible.
Any day
around.
She's got to spend with us.
That's it. According to a survey, British women chose Wednesday as the worst day of the week. Energy takes a plunge on Wednesday as women fall further behind in their to-do lists.
Mm.
Guys just go, yeah, and that's what guys go. They go, yeah, man, I can get to it sometime. Where do weekends rank as far as this is concerned? Pretty low. 73% of the women found that weekends are about as stressful as the work week. Sundays used to be the most relaxing day, but now it's filled with chores. Visits with extended family, food shopping, chasing bunnies out of your yard, whatever they do over in England, I don't know. And Mondays, on the other hand, are just downright bliss. Mondays are the perfect day to relax and turn the focus on themselves.
What?
It's what it says here. Don't know. It's a non-scientific survey of a bunch of British women. Hello.
Yeah, good morning. Probably hear the 911 calls. 911, it's your emergency. Ah, operator, there's some mysterious baking going on around there.
Hey, there's cinnamon rolls out here. We have to do something about that.
Eggs and cinnamon.
Yes, it would be wonderful. But not for you, huh? You don't have any particular day that you would pick as your worst day.
It depends on the week. Tuesdays are generally pretty hard.
Why are Tuesdays? Here we are on Tuesday.
I know.
Is your energy level sapped a little bit?
It is.
It is. Well, why is that?
Because, well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. All right. Don't want to share, then it? Yeah, that's okay. So every time, this is not the first time we've done this story, but I find it fascinating. Every time it happens, an Australian bus driver is speaking with a strong French accent after suffering a head injury in a car crash.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, again, not the first time it's happened, but every time it just...
It's funny. I think...
Funny like ha-ha or funny like odd.
It's interesting. Uh-huh. I think just because of the... I think it's your mouth has to learn new ways to do it. Because I know I have a friend, and when I met her, she talked like she was from Russia. She had these braces on and had some jaw surgery.
Yeah.
And when she told me she was from Brownwood, I thought she was lying to me because she was ashamed about whatever country she was really from. But then later I found out she'd had jaw surgery. And when I called her and left a message on her phone, and she just had hi, this is Melissa. Like just normal voice, and it was a couple months, and then suddenly she talked like a normal person. But I find that really fascinating. She just was forced to speak more forward in her mouth than as usual.
Could have been that she really was ashamed of being from Brownwood. That's a whole other story. Leanne Rowe was one of just 62 people in the world to be diagnosed with this incredibly rare condition, which is called foreign accent syndrome.
Ah.
Aptly named.
Yes, I think so. First started speaking with the sound like a French accent when she woke up in the hospital with a broken back and jaw.
Yeesh.
After being involved in the accident. 8 years later.
See, it's a broken jaw. I bet she's talking in a different spot in her mouth.
8 years later, despite being healed, the condition still has not faded. Hmm. Her French accent is as strong as ever.
Bonsoir, welcome to the bus.
Very sexy.
It makes me so angry, she said, because I'm Australian.
No, no, no. It makes me so angry.
That's it. And that's the thing. I mean, the Australians probably don't care for the French that much. If it's somebody that they cared about, then that'd be okay. You know, it's like if you woke up and you had an accent from Mississippi. I mean, you'd be angry about it.
Well, maybe not.
That's, Scott at BrianBroadcasting.com for your comments.
Yeah, go to Mississippi and see if
I'm
wrong.
I like a Mississippi
accent.
Go
to Mississippi and see if I'm wrong. Anyway, so
I think it's beautiful.
Have you talked to your friend from New Zealand about what they did to celebrate New Zealand Independence Day yesterday?
Well, actually, I talked to my friend from Iceland about what they did to celebrate Icelandic Independence Day.
I knew it was someplace like that. All right. And what did she say?
Well, she said, yes, they did not do, they didn't do
fireworks.
But
they did drink.
Well, yes.
Yeah. See,
except that this day is more of a, it was more of kind of a, sorry, I'm pulling up what she said so I can tell you exactly.
Sure, let's hear the.
But it was more of a, it's a giant fair downtown is what she said. It's like a giant fair. It's a kids and family day from what you can tell. With a lot of music and kids entertainment and cultural things. She said they had poetry readings. And there was displays of various things at various locations.
Oh,
she
very
said,
nice.
I'm just planning to wander around, look at things, and get an ice cream.
Okay.
She's British. So.
Oh, I see. All right.
Anyway, she said they do a lot of fireworks for Culture Night, which is in the middle of August when it actually gets dark again.
Okay.
And also for New Year's Eve, which, of course, barely has any light at all.
Yeah,
so.
That's perfect.
Anyway, but
all
she
right.
said this was more of a family holiday.
Okay. So a direct report from Iceland. I mean, where else?
What other radio station are you going to get that from?
You know it, so you got that going on. By the way, while we're speaking of Mississippi, Sarah Thomas is on her way to becoming the first permanent female referee in the NFL, and it could happen as early as the 2014 season. She spent 3 days at Colts minicamp. She will be calling some preseason games this year, and the NFL says that she has been in the pipeline for a while and has the ability and courage to make a call and the guts not to make one. She is an official with the Conference USA, has been there for 8 seasons, but has been working hard to make the show. The biggest difference, she said, is speed. The players are fast on both sides of the ball. But the NFL says she's confident, and she shows a command of where to go and what to do. And she is from Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Good for her.
Hope Chad Johnson doesn't get nearer.
Washington County Tracking New Holland has 0% financing for up to 72 months available for qualified buyers or great cash discounts. These offers include most New Holland tractors as well as hay equipment. There are also multiple rebates available that make this the time to buy. Our WC Tractor locations in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy are fully stocked and ready to get you going. Stop by one of our WC Tractor locations to see for yourself. Check it out on the web at WCTractor.com.
Washington County Tractor.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
I'm Doug Johnson and know a little about Texas weather. Lori and I built our dream home in Austin County last year. We wanted a metal roof for fire retardation, reflectivity, and durability. It was a complicated roof, too, that our architect said no roofing contractor would undertake. Schulte Roofing, after meeting with the architect and examining the blueprint, said, we can do it. The project was exactly what it was supposed to be, fun, and it works perfectly, and absolutely beautiful. I'm thrilled to recommend Schulte Roofing.
The home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. High temperature today, about 95 or so. Low temperature, around 75. We have gotten a few showers kind of through the area. There's a large band of showers, actually, that's they're going just southeast of Tyler all the way down to near San Antonio. So if you're going to be traveling in any of those directions over there to the northwest or to the west, then you can expect to get some shower activity. Again, just kind of hit and miss around here and down into Washington County. And right now, unless you're rain-cooled, we're looking at 74 degrees. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Joe Davidson of the Washington Post is worried. He's afraid that with all the scandals erupting, the federal government's reputation's taking a beating, which can't be good for those who make the government work. He cites the NSA's massive data collection, the IRS political targeting and wasteful conferences, and the seizure of AP phone records as undermining confidence in government. He left out the Justice Department's targeting of Fox News, the regime's failure to protect our Benghazi consulate and the cover-up, and the fast and furious gun-running scandal that left 200 Mexican citizens and an American Border Patrol agent dead. He also forgot to note the latest State Department scandals, allegations that sexual assaults, solicitation of prostitutes, and worse have been covered up. He neglected financial scandals like Solyndra, as well as billions stolen via the Porculus slush fund. In any event, he's worried. He bemoans a recent Gallup poll showing that 54% believe the federal government has too much power. The sad thing, he says, is that the scandals represent just a small part of what the government does, but they're so high profile they can adversely shape public opinion. You know, he's right. It is so sad. It's very, very sad. It's a government. Government workers we should feel sorry for. They're the real victims of government scandals. The bell tolls for them, not us, not our liberties. Their livelihoods are what counts, not ours. You see, you and I, we're just being selfish.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byanski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. It's done when the A&M Board of Regents and the Corps of Cadets meet. The idea of opening faculty senate meetings with an invocation given by a chaplain was suggested by the body's new speaker and has been rejected.
Walter Doherty said part of becoming a better faculty senate was acting and looking more like a senate on the federal, state, or student level.
A larger purpose is for us as senators to model one of our core Aggie values,
namely respect.
Doherty said he consulted with three former speakers. A fourth, Clint McGill, was opposed.
We're here for serious business, and we don't have to have some religious presence of any sort, as far as I'm concerned.
A supporter, Bedford Clark, asked opponents who's hurt by an invocation.
Because there is a predominant secular bias in academe, people like me are made to feel very small.
The Senate's executive committee, which had considered the idea, met 3 days later and announced there would be no chaplain. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The second of two free emergency preparation seminars run by the Red Cross later this month in the Brazos Valley will prepare local folks to volunteer during the upcoming hurricane season and beyond. Grimes County Emergency Manager Dave Lilly tells our sister station Navasota News that they can't help communities recover without having volunteers.
What we want to try and do is harness that interest and that energy that folks have to try and help their neighbors and train them in ways that they can actually help more specifically.
Lilly says the seminar next Saturday will be in Anderson and will focus on search and rescue and points of distribution.
Anybody that attends this free emergency preparation seminar will walk away with a free emergency kit that you can take back and add to your home kit. It has basic essentials such as a flashlight, batteries, duct tape, things that you can use, you know, to respond to an emergency in your home.
The first seminar, which covers other material, will be this Saturday at the BV Cog office in Bryan. At WTAW.com, you can find registration details for both seminars. Meanwhile, representatives of fire departments in three counties have formed an arson task force. William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Marshal's office says they continue to recruit, in part to keep tabs on possible suspects.
Oftentimes you'll have somebody, a criminal, will move from one local community close by to another, and so a case that's happening down there may have been a case we just worked up here, and that they just simply moved down the road a little bit.
Bell says training is another part of the sharing of resources that will be part of the group effort. There's still no official cause for the fire that led to the explosion in West 2 months ago. State Fire Marshal Chris Keneally addressed a House committee yesterday.
We'd rather have a final determination on a fire. We'd be doing an injustice to say it's something when we're not for sure. And so that's why the NFPA document provides that classification as undetermined.
The House Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee told Keneally and other officials they'd like to see a state website where the public can easily find the locations of 16 fertilizer plants the same size as West. Lawmakers say a model could be based on the online map showing where registered sex offenders live. Election maps for the state of Texas approved by the legislature are one step closer to the governor's desk following a bumpy ride through the House.
The ride began in late May.
We've outlined a time frame that hopefully will get us in and out within, you know, a week to 10 days.
House Committee Chair Drew Darby a bit overly optimistic. Five statewide hearings and 3 weeks later, the frustration has been mounting for State Rep. Sanfronia Thompson.
That I don't know what in the hell this call means. I don't know what in the hell was in the governor's mind, and I don't know what in the hell is in the attorney general's mind.
And now an unfortunately timed bathroom break left the Republicans one vote shy of passing their own maps out of committee. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And the United States Supreme Court used a Houston case in a ruling issued yesterday that what you don't tell a cop can be used against you in court. A murder suspect who was eventually convicted before he was read his Miranda rights answered some questions but remained quiet when asked if a shotgun he had access to would match up with the murder weapon.
It's not that police want to go out and arrest him. They want to go out and get statements from these people and not put them in custody yet, because once they Mirandize them, they have the right to remain silent, and that is it.
Constitutional law expert Gerald Treese from the South Texas College of Law says this is a big victory for law enforcement. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, and values that endure, and looking out for each other and giving something back. It's Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
At RV Station's huge pre-4th of July sale in Bryan, they make it easy to take your family camping. Why a pre-4th of July sale, you ask? Because you might actually want to use your new camper on Independence Day. Now through July the 4th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. At the huge pre-4th sale, get a 2013 Puma 28BHS bunkhouse. This one's got all the options for you, folks. It's just $18,995. Stock number is 1546. If a motorhome is more your style, get a brand new Jayco Red Hawk Class C double slider. This will allow you to travel in style, and you take $19,500 off MSRP. It's just $67,995. The stock number is 2340. Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Check them out online at rvstationonline.com. Take a vacation at RV Station. Your family fun starts right there. Visit rvstationonline.com today.
Howdy, Gabe Bach here with TexAgs Radio, taking a minute for AggielandTickets.com. If you've ever felt the spirit at Kyle Field, you know it only takes one game to fall in love forever. Aggie-owned and operated, AggielandTickets.com provides a marketplace for Aggies and non-Aggies to buy and sell athletic tickets and parking passes to other verified Aggies and current students at fees 20% lower than the competition. Their mission is simple at AggielandTickets.com. Provide the best possible game day experience, but also keep Kyle Maroon. Not a current or former student? Don't worry. AggielandTickets.com also has a general section for anyone to buy and sell tickets. Visit AggielandTickets.com today and pre-register for a chance to win a TriStar authenticated Aggie football. Everyone that registers will be awarded a one-time 10% off fee promo code as well. AggielandTickets.com. Aggies helping Aggies keep Kyle Maroon. That's AggielandTickets.com.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Ballack Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Ballack Service is all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. Ballack prides themselves on being honest, upfront, and fair. Ballack gives you all the options you need so that you can make an educated decision. Financing available, too.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at BallackService.com. Ballack Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
What do you get when you add thousands of energy-saving LEDs, CFLs, halogens, and other light bulbs to the wide selection of batteries for cars, laptops, cell phones, and other devices at a Batteries Plus? Well, for one thing, you get a new name. Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
We have a weak cold front moving southward across the state this morning. Some showers and thunderstorms out ahead of it, and they may head our way. Sunshine today, but watch for thunderstorms later on. High temperatures near 95. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm this evening, then clearing 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly sunny, 95. Chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, clearing tomorrow night, 75. It'll be mostly sunny, hot Thursday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up at 7:50, we'll get you caught up with national champion hurdler Wayne Davis III and Sam Humphries. They're among a list of 10 athletes in the top. Also, Johnny Manziel back in the news again, and the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup doing quite well. Thank you. All that and more coming up with sports.
This is our musical interlude for today. Yeah, I don't know why we found this out today, because we should have had it last week. But, you know, if you're looking for just the right gift, ladies, for the man in your life, Oscar Mayer has it for you now.
So that's where you play this epic music?
They have cat, it's bacon. Okay? They have The Commander. 18 to 20 Oscar Mayer original bacon strips in a handsome stainless steel money clip going along with it, and a personalized expression on cardstock for only $22. But it's sold out. They sold out. But the thing that Oscar Mayer wants you to remember is when you're choosing bacon, don't forget there are four C's. There's the fine cut. There's the timeless consistency. There's the dazzling color. And there's the enduring cure. It's the four C's
it's like
of
diamonds.
Bacon.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
The four C's of bacon. Hello.
Hi, this music is not very good for working out on a Tuesday.
You know, that's an excellent point. You're right, ma'am. But because,
and it is Tuesday.
Yeah, it is. But
I think it's the bacon overrules it.
It is. Bacon rules everything. Yeah. There we go. Well, we'll do the workout music again next week. But after I found that, I said, again, we should have had this last week. How many dads out there ended up not getting exactly what they wanted because they would have liked to have had bacon? Oh, wait. I've got more.
There's more?
If you didn't get one of these for Father's Day, you can now order Barbasol's Field Guide to Manhood. It's priced at $19.19.
Is it about opening doors?
Well, I'm about to tell you about it. The shaving company, you see, started in 1919, so that's why it's 1919. 100% of the proceeds, by the way, go to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Foundation.
That's cool.
It is. The new tome is a lighthearted advisor on everything from surviving a bear attack to acceptable lamps, the power of lard, and, of course, handling your beard.
But is this actually, is it a facsimile of something published in 1919?
No. This is just, that's brand new, and they're, again, the money goes to the Veterans Foreign Wars Foundation. Very intentionally old school, by the way. It is a book, after all, and no app is available. Other bits of sacred lore would be your friend plaid, and you could learn a thing or two from a hobo. All that can be yours.
Oh, I need this book.
It is.
Nice.
It's Barbasol's Field Guide to Manhood. It's available at Amazon for only $19.19. There you go. All right.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
The music was perfect.
Thanks. Oh, by the way, if you cannot afford the Commander, and again, since it's sold out, they do have the Woodsman, which is a 12 multifunction tool with a bacon strip carved into the handle. So that's
so you get a Leatherman.
Yeah, something like that. Also, you could get the Matador, which includes bacon strip cufflinks. Now, you know,
Matador.
The next time you go formal, think about that. That'd be pretty cool.
You can wear that on the cruise ship.
You could do that. You could have do your bacon strip cufflinks if we could just get some, tuxedo shirt studs to go along with it.
Oh, I'm thinking at the Opus Gala, that's a hit.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, they'll remember it. That's for sure. All right. Did they find Jimmy Hoffa's body? Did you hear about this?
Yes.
They're looking for it again.
Man. Well,
it's in a barn this time,
Something like that. Yeah, Tony Zarilli, who, by the way, has written a book. Oh, what are the chances? You think he may be trying to hype the book? The Detroit Free Press reported a group of FBI agents executing a search warrant on a field north of Detroit in response to the interview that they did with Tony, who's behind bars and serving time for racketeering. In the interview, he said that the various stories about Hoffa's 1975 disappearance were all incorrect, claiming he simply got picked up and put over there and buried. But he denied being a member of the group or the mafia.
That was part of the being picked up and the burying.
And again,
I didn't do it.
That's right. But again, he's got a book coming out.
They whacked him.
Yeah.
Read the book if you want all the details.
Yeah. Buy the book and then read it.
Yeah, only $30.95.
Yeah. Buy the book and then read it. So we keep thinking that television has reached its lowest common denominator.
Oh, good.
Right?
What's coming up now?
Well, no, I mean, reality TV is everywhere. I think that, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know that I've watched more than one episode of any kind of reality TV. Is Ice Truck Drivers, is that reality TV?
I don't think Ice Road Truckers, yes, that is reality TV.
Okay, all right.
So is Deadliest Catch and stuff like that.
All right. Well, I've never watched that, but okay. But Norway's idea of reality TV.
This little, already sounds entertaining.
A little bit different than ours. Wall Street Journal says that hit shows in recent years have included The View from a Camera Mounted on Top of a Train on a 7-hour Journey.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
18 Hours of Salmon Swimming Upstream.
Awesome.
Okay. A 30-hour nonstop interview with a local author. I said 30 hours. Be 30 hours. And a 134-hour live broadcast of a ferry traveling across the country's coast, along the country's coastline. Well,
ferries
sure.
are real?
Yeah. Well, you know what you're making? Maybe in Norway.
Yeah, could be.
You're making me think about the BBC. Oh, no, the Royal Veterinary College. Well, the BBC collaborated with the Royal Veterinary College in England, and they did a study to see what cats do while we're away from home. And they tied all these microchips and cameras to, like, 12 or 24 cats' little collars.
Uh-huh.
And mapped out where these cats go in a 24-hour period.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was pretty
What did you learn?
Well, I actually was... They travel in a lot bigger distance than I thought.
Oh. Now, they get a chance to go outside the house? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, these are outdoor cats,
oh, okay,
I'm sure.
Okay. Hello?
In 30 hours, was that an interview or the guy reading his book?
Yeah, well, it says an interview, so I can't say for sure. Hello.
Now, the 30-hour interview with the author, was that by James Lipton a la...
Lipton's got the 12-inch stack of cards. Yeah, that's... By the way, they just did their, 250th show or something like that. That was pretty interesting, if you care. Anyway, so... Why is excruciatingly slow-moving television so popular?
Because life is too fast.
A Norwegian media professor says it offers an escape from the crazy media world we have.
Mm.
One Oslo resident who watched the 30-hour interview live said it's about taking it easy. You can actually just stop life and sit in a chair for 30 hours talking and just not run around stressed, working, sleeping. Eating, stressing, working, sleeping, eating. 30 hours, really?
Mm.
Coming up next on Norwegian Screens, a live knitting show.
Hey! Yep.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet. Save on the number one selling car in America. Get $1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers end 7-8-2013.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Has your child's attitude recently turned sour? Well, mood changes can be worrisome to parents, especially when they're not sure what's bothering their child or what they can do to help. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. According to our counselors here at Focus, a common motivation for negative behavior is simply to get attention. So if you suspect that's your child's goal, here are a couple of ways to teach him not to complain. First, don't reward his negative behavior. When he starts to grumble, tell him you're sorry he feels that way. Then go about your business, but don't forget to reinforce a positive outlook. And when your child shows the slightest enthusiasm, give him a smile, praise him, and let him know how much you appreciate his upbeat attitude. But if attention doesn't seem to be driving your child's mood swings, you may have to dig a little deeper. It could be he's experiencing the normal ups and downs of childhood. I know that's true of my 12-year-old going into his teen years. He may be learning his negative attitude from friends or an older sibling. Significant life events can also bring about changes like stress in the family or school trouble. If these don't seem to be the causes, you may need the insight of a professional to see if depression is a factor. Reasons for mood swings in children aren't always clear, but taking action is always important. Call us at 1-800-THE-LETTER-A in the word family or visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great. Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas Touch. Get 10% off any service over $100. Excludes tires, batteries, and oil. Discount off regular price before tax. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. Texas A&M National Champion hurdler Wayne Davis II and javelin specialist Sam Humphries were among 10 athletes named as semifinalists for the Bowerman Award. The Bowerman is presented annually by the United States Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association for the most outstanding male and female collegiate track athlete and field stars in the nation. A&M is the only school with two semifinalists. Now, on the same week as he will grace the cover of Dave Campbell's Texas Football, things are still a little rocky for Johnny Football. According to CBS Sports, Manziel told at least one Aggie coach that he shouldn't have tweeted over the weekend, but that he should have tweeted, can't wait to leave College Station whenever it may be. According to the proverbial sources, the unnamed coach approached Manziel to make sure that everything was okay and that Manziel understands the strength of his words. Manziel, who in March said he was going to leave Twitter for a while, sent a tweet early Sunday morning, but deleted it quickly, following it with a tweet that said, quote, don't ever forget I love A&M with all my heart, but please, please, please walk a day in my shoes.
Now Paye a drive. Score! Dan Paye from the low slot! And the Bruins with a 1-0 lead early in the second.
That's all they'd need. The Boston Bruins have a 2-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals after Tuukka Rask handled 28 shots in a 2-0 win over Chicago. Here's the Blackhawks coach Joel Quenneville on the difficulty of scoring against the Bees.
It's a low-chance game, and it's a low-chance series. And, scoring first is important, even though the winners of the last couple of games prior to that didn't score first. But it's hard to get A-plus chances. The frequency of having high-quality chances in this series has been, at both ends, has been not there.
Daniel Paye scored the winning goal for the second straight game, beating Corey Crawford with 2-13 in the second. Patrice Bergeron also had a second in the goal to support Rask's third shutout of the postseason. Game four is Wednesday night in Boston. Oregon State and Mississippi State were Monday's winners at the College World Series in Omaha. The Beavers avoided elimination by hammering Louisville 11-4, and the Bulldogs remained perfect against Indiana 5-3. The Rangers snapped their six-game losing skid.
Cruz a swing and a high drive to center field. Crisp is going back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. That ball is history.
That's Cruz's second of the night. The Texas Rangers defeated the Oakland Athletics 8-7. A.J. Brzezinski added three RBIs for the Rangers. Neil Kotz earned the victory in relief. And Joel Nathan picked up his 21st save.
Way back, Barnes on the run at the track, reaches up, can't get it. It's over his head for extra bases. It's a three-run triple, and the Sox take the lead here in the sixth inning, and they lead 4-2.
Macedo's three-run triple lifted the White Sox to a 4-2 victory over the Stros. In the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs had yesterday off before gearing up to capture their fifth NBA championship tonight in Miami. The Spurs lead the finals 3-2. Three teams now have gone into the sixth game in their home court with a 3-2 series advantage. They wound up winning the championship. And if you remember a few weeks back, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson was in a little trouble and in court. After what had amounted to a win for Johnson, he smacked his attorney on the butt, which earned him an extra 30 days in the pokey. Well, he was released after just seven days, and I don't know how sincere this is, but he actually thanked the judge after he was released.
A lot of people have tried to get me to slow down in life, and there was one person that was able to do it. That was my judge. Little does she know it, I love her to death, but basically where she's been is a blessing in disguise. She has no clue for actually putting me in this position and putting my life on pause and giving me time to think, because no one else has been able to do it, not even my parents. I thank her. Everything she did was justifiable.
And finally, this morning, U.S. track and field standout Lolo Jones apparently doesn't mind the work on the U.S. Olympic bobsled team, but she's not real happy about the pay. The American track and field star angered members of the U.S. bobsled team, which she's been working with for the past 7 months, when she tweeted a Vine video poking fun at the bobsledding paycheck, which came out to $741.84 for her training. And a quote on the Vine, 7 months with bobsled team. The whole season. That's it. I'm going to be a little late on this month's rent. Jones, who has numerous endorsements from track and field career, joined the U.S. bobsledding team in an attempt to win the Olympic gold medal that eluded her over the past two summer games. That's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
When your memories matter, let Specialties Photography print your special moments. Specialties offers quality photo printing from your images. They also handle black and white imaging, photo restoration, prints from slides, wallet size prints to poster size prints, all at an affordable price with customer service you won't find at a big chain. When your memories matter, make it Specialties Photography. Specialties Photography is your locally owned one-stop photo print shop. Call 696-9898 or visit them online at specialphoto.com.
If you're a current hearing aid user, now is the time to upgrade. Through the end of June, Audible Hearing Centers is offering rebates of up to 100% trade-in value on your old hearing aids off the MSRP when you upgrade to the newest digital technology. Don't miss your chance to upgrade your hearing aid and receive up to 100% trade-in value on your old hearing aids at Audible Hearing Centers. Space and appointments limited, so call now. 779-3070, 779-3070, or visit audiblehearing.com.
Washington County Track and New Holland have 0% financing for up to 72 months available for qualified buyers or great cash discounts. These offers include most New Holland track as well as hay equipment. There are also multiple rebates available that make this the time to buy. Our WC Tractor locations in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy are fully stocked and ready to get you going. Stop by one of our WC Tractor locations to see for yourself. Check it out on the web at WCTractor.com.
Washington County Tractor.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. From the Department of Bad Ideas, an Alaska man attacked by a black bear after throwing pieces of barbecued meat at it.
That would do the trick, I'm thinking.
Incredibly, alcohol was involved.
No.
They say the man had been at a church picnic, which is always the right place to get snockered.
Or attacked by bears.
Yeah. He was at a local campground. He rode off on his bike with some meat. When he spotted the bear, he tossed it some meat.
Well, maybe he was feeling generous.
Uh-huh. The bear gobbled it down, and then when he tossed the bear some more, the bear went, "Nah, I'm going for the bigger piece," and pretty much attacked him. Now, he's fine. I mean, he was not seriously injured. He was taken to a hospital. He was, however, incoherently drunk, according to the officers.
No!
And a fish and game biologist tells you,